This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Murder Hornet Nest. It was right in their backyard.
It reminded me of E.T.
Inside the Murder Hornet Extermination Operation.
What was your reaction when they arrived in those spacesuits?
Then, defiant Mike Pence. He won't quarantine.
Mike Pence will not change his campaign schedule.
And White House Halloween. It's mini Melania and Trump and Joe Biden's big oops.
4 more years of George.
Say what?
They call me George. I don't know if I should be insulted or happy about it.
And Cardi B chaos.
No, that's my husband.
Holding her back as her husband is handcuffed. Then, what's going on with Wendy Williams?
Really?
Why fans are concerned for her health. Did she space out? Plus, how Adele lost all that weight.
This is really nasty.
Then, how to have a safe Halloween 2020 in the age of COVID-19. Plus, she's got legs. The teen with the longest legs in the world.
She would always grow 3, 4, 5 inches every year.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. A lot of people were riveted over the weekend watching the first hive of murder hornets on American soil being destroyed. Now, it's one thing to watch it on TV or online, but what would it be like to have that happening in your own backyard? Well, it happened to this couple who spoke with Anne Recagliano.
Imagine finding this crazy scene taking place in your own backyard.
It was like E.T. It reminded me of E.T.
Josie and Max Shelton watched in amazement as experts in special protective suits cleared out the nest of murder hornets, the first in the USA. The couple had seen giant hornets at their home in Blaine, Washington, but had no idea the giant nest was in a tree right next to their property.
These things are huge.
With a huge stinger.
First, scientists from the State Department of Agriculture wrapped the tree in plastic. Then they vacuumed out the murder hornets, about 200 of them. Got them, they said. And you won't believe how they located the nest. They caught a murder hornet and then attached a tiny transmitter to the body with dental floss. The murder hornet flew right back to the nest, giving away the whereabouts of the entire hive.
It led us to this tree right off a trail.
Ah! Oh, this thing stuck in my arm.
TV wildlife expert Coyote Peterson allowed one to sting him.
Ah! Oh! Oh, searing pain. My hand is completely seized up and locked in place.
They are intimidating when you see one.
Yes, they are. In Japan, murder hornets are responsible for as many as 50 deaths a year. Vice President Mike Pence has kept a full slate of campaign appearances despite at least 5 of his staff members testing positive for COVID-19. That's prompted many to ask if perhaps he should be in quarantine. Here's Megan Alexander.
Vice President Pence headed out on the campaign trail despite an outbreak of COVID-19 hitting his top aides.
5 staffers in the vice president's inner circle have now tested positive for COVID-19.
According to the CDC, he should be quarantining for 14 days, but the White House says he's an essential worker and is exempt from the rules. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is coming to Pence's defense.
But Mark, how is going all over the country? How is that campaigning? How is that essential work? It's not like he's helping to contain the virus. In fact, the opposite. He's holding rallies that could be spreading the virus.
Well, actually, he's not just campaigning. He's working.
We asked infectious disease expert Dr. Ashish Jha.
Should Vice President Pence be campaigning?
Rules from the CDC are really pretty clear that if you need to break quarantine because you are working on something that is truly critical to the nation, and campaigning would not count. You can do it, but you have to be wearing a mask, making sure you're socially distanced compared to everybody else. And you still have to remember that you're still putting other people at risk. But if it's critically important for the country, for the functioning of the country, you can justify it. I don't think anybody would think that campaigning fits that definition.
President Trump ramped up his campaign schedule with three stops in Pennsylvania today. He's hitting Joe Biden hard for a big blunder when Biden mixed up Trump's name with George Bush.
4 more years of Georgia, he's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
Watch wife Jill. She sure looks as if she's trying to correct him, whispering Trump. Four times.
No, he called me George. I don't know if I should be insulted or happy about it. I'm sort of insulted. That's the first time.
And some of Fox News' biggest stars are quarantining today after they were exposed to the virus on a charter flight coming home from last week's debate in Nashville. Brett Baer, Martha McCallum, Juan Williams, and Dana Perino are all working from home today.
The election's just over a week away, but any concerns were put aside last night at the White House for the annual Halloween event. And one pair of trick-or-treaters really captivated the president and first lady. Les Trent explains.
A moment of joy and laughter at the annual White House Halloween celebration. The president and first lady appeared delighted to see a mini-me Trump and Melania and had them turn toward the cameras to show off their costumes. But around the USA, there were truly scary scenes of utter chaos as the nation entered the final stretch of the historic election.
This is our country, this is our city, this is our town, and this is our president.
In Times Square, ugly skirmishes erupted. Rudy Giuliani's car was pelted with eggs. And some anti-Trump protesters snatched flags from a convoy of vehicles heading down Fifth Avenue in New York City. A police officer was suspended after he used his loudspeaker to declare his support for Trump.
Trump 2020. Put it on YouTube, put it on Facebook. Trump 2020.
NYPD posted, police officers must remain apolitical.
Hey, gun.
In Seattle, this man wearing a Trump hat brandished a handgun after he was sprayed with water. Fortunately, other folks calmed him down. Voters are lined up in the rain here at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. There are long lines of people all across America, and with just 8 days to go before the election, a staggering 60 million people have already voted. There's expected to be record turnout, the highest since, get this, 1908. Voters waited for up to 8 hours in Indianapolis. With all the campaigning going on, maybe it's understandable why VP candidate Kamala Harris momentarily lost track of what city she was in.
Hey, Cleveland!
And the White House announced today that First Lady Melania Trump will be making her first solo campaign stop. That'll be Tuesday in Pennsylvania. Despite all the fears of a so-called twindemic, cases of flu alongside COVID-19, there are some signs that it might not happen. Stephen Fabian explains why.
Is COVID-19 killing off the flu? Flu cases are at record lows across the USA, dropping 93% from the same time last year.
It's still early in flu season, but these low numbers are bringing relief to widespread fears of a twindemic, a dangerous outbreak of COVID-19 and the flu happening at the same time this winter.
It's the same story around the world. Down under in Australia, where the seasons are reversed, there were 61,000 flu cases in 2019. This year, there were only 107.
Dramatic reduction, again, caused by social distancing, wearing masks. It works for all viruses, not just COVID-19. So I'm optimistic we're going to have a light flu season, but getting the vaccine for the flu still makes sense.
But as the number of flu cases drops, COVID-19 cases are rising at an alarming rate. A staggering 82,900 new infections were recorded on Friday, the largest spike since the pandemic began, and just weeks before Thanksgiving, which experts now fear could supercharge the spread of the virus.
How do you explain flu numbers being low, but we're seeing this spike in COVID numbers at the same time?
COVID-19 is a much more infectious virus than the flu. A smart way of thinking about the flu versus COVID-19 is the junior varsity is the flu and the varsity or the pro team is COVID-19. Much more effective at scoring infections on you.
78% of adults say the coronavirus is a significant source of stress in their lives. Clinical psychologist Dr. Thea Gallagher.
You really need to make time for your self-care, and it's, I would say, mandatory that you do this. And thinking of it as like putting on the life vest first, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to help other people and be there for your children and your family.
While several vaccines are in late stages of clinical trials, none are expected to be available for widespread dissemination until several months into the new year. Meantime, there may be a new queen of late night, singer Adele. She is getting raves for her comic timing on Saturday Night Live and getting raves for her new figure. Here's how she did it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Adele stunned fans as she revealed her dramatic weight loss on SNL, rocking a black peplum top and leggings.
And I know I look really, really different since you last saw me, but actually, because of all the COVID restrictions and the travel bans, I had to travel light and only bring half of me, and this is the half that I chose.
She's lost about 100 pounds. So, how'd she do it? Adele swears by what's called the cert food diet. She's featured prominently on the website, which claims dieters can lose 7 pounds in 7 days. The cert food diet involves eating kale, strawberries, onions, soy, walnuts, and other foods that produce fat-busting sirtuin proteins. It also allows for indulgences like red wine and dark chocolate.
No food is forbidden. You know, we could put an emphasis on what you should be doing and not what you shouldn't be. Like Adele, she looks amazing. It's not just weight loss. She looks so healthy.
Adele has inspired a movement on YouTube of women trying the diet for a week.
Nope, I can't drink a whole glass.
Personal trainer Pamela Freelo started at 203 pounds.
This is really nasty.
After following the diet and exercising for 7 days, she lost 4 pounds.
So I've tried different diets, and I personally felt that that was more of one of the more sustainable, healthy ones.
Adele also proved to be a big ratings boost. Over 5 million people tuned into SNL, which is about 1 million more than the average audience. Despite warnings against trick-or-treating this year, millions of people say they do still plan to celebrate the holiday. So is there a safe way to do it? Amber Cogliano has some tips.
It's a Halloween tradition.
Trick-or-treat.
Kids going door-to-door, trick-or-treating, grabbing as much candy as they can.
This is the old way of doing Halloween, right? Putting the candy right in the bowl for all of the trick-or-treaters. Not anymore.
This year, the scariest monster out there is COVID-19. So we have some tips to make Halloween safe and fun. The CDC recommends keeping your little goblins in small groups.
So right now we're getting ready to go trick-or-treating. We want to celebrate Halloween, but if you can look at us, we're doing it 6 feet apart.
Unless they are under 2, masks are a must. But keeping a mask on young children isn't easy.
Mask up. Good
so
job.
Make it part of the costume, but they still must be worn properly.
This is my daughter, Alexandra. She's going to wear a mask and see how it's covering her nose and mouth, so we can have fun, but we have to be safe too. Come on, guys!
A candy scavenger hunt is another way to practice social distancing.
You don't want the kids to miss Halloween, right? You want them still to have fun, get out there, just be safe, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. This year has been very different, and we want to keep things as normal as possible.
All those little hands grabbing candy at the same time is a big no-no. Instead, set up a table and put candy in small individual bags. Some folks are going high-tech, dispensing candy from a drone. And a cannon. And check this out. The Reese's company has created this remote-controlled haunted door robot, roving neighborhoods dispensing peanut butter cups. There you have it, some tricks and treats to have a COVID-free Halloween.
Happy Halloween!
Special shout out to Annie's kids. The National Retail Federation says that people plan to spend about $92 on Halloween festivities, which is up from $86 last year.
Next, Cardi B chaos.
No, that's my husband.
Holding her back as her husband is handcuffed. Then, what's going on with Wendy Williams?
Really?
Why fans are concerned for her health. Did she space out? Plus, she's got legs. The teen with the longest legs in the world.
She would always grow 3, 4, 5 inches every year.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
This cat definitely just used one of its 9 lives.
Can this cat get out alive to live another day? As flames engulf the apartment in Harlem, the cat seems to hesitate, then realizes his only option is to leap out of the second floor window. The cat scurries away when he hits the ground. And there he is, in need of a little tender love and care.
The cat did suffer smoke inhalation, but is said to be in good shape. She makes almost as many headlines for the drama in her life as she does her hit songs. And there's a new issue for rapper Cardi B.
No, that's my husband!
Rapper Cardi B angrily pleads with cops after her husband is detained in Beverly Hills.
I'm not going nowhere.
Moments before, Cardi B was shooting video from inside her new Rolls Royce when her driver weaved around a cluster of Trump supporters.
Trump supporters are everywhere. I'm scared.
Her husband, the rapper known as Offset, was riding separately in this orange Jeep and appears to be wedged in the middle of the Trump rally. Police detained the rapper after receiving reports somebody was waving guns at the pro-Trump marchers.
I'm not going to move my hand from my steering wheel.
Offset refused to step out of his car, live streaming everything, and made sure cops knew they were dealing with a celebrity.
You know who I am? I'm Offset from the Migos.
You just watched somebody beat my car up with a flag.
What are you talking about?
Police unlocked his door and pulled him out. Offset was detained but not charged. A second passenger in the car, Cardi B's cousin, was arrested on suspicion of carrying a concealed weapon. Beverly Hills has become a popular location for pro-Trump rallies. The swanky neighborhood was hard hit by looters who stormed luxury stores like Alexander McQueen at the height of the George Floyd protests earlier this year. Now the city has announced it will shut down iconic Rodeo Drive on the morning of Election Day in the hopes of preventing any other potential looting. Hours after Cardi B and Offset's brush with cops, they returned to Beverly Hills for high-end shopping at luxury goods store Hermes. Offset then took to Instagram with his receipt to show they spent $128,000 at the store.
No, that's my husband!
And when we come back, new worries for Wendy Williams after she appeared out of it on TV. Between her health challenges and her battle with substance abuse, Wendy Williams has been open with her fans, and now there are new concerns for the talk show host.
Is Wendy Williams okay?
Really?
That's the question being asked today after a train wreck show last Friday.
But what I, like... Okay.
The 56-year-old talk show host had a faraway look in her eyes, and there were also moments of awkward silence.
Okay.
She seemed weirdly obsessed with the shoe cam. And she slurred singer Adele's name.
Hotel.
Wendy has been forthcoming about health issues. She famously fainted during her Halloween show in 2017. She is afflicted with the autoimmune disorder Graves' disease and has a history of drug abuse. Wendy seemed back to her old self and addressed the concern.
I guess every day is not perfect, but I'm not a perfectionist. I'm not perfect. I love entertaining you, you know? And it's not easy. It is not easy. You're a tough crowd.
Yeah, well, you're a tough cookie. When we come back, the teen with the longest legs in the world. She just made the Guinness World Records book. Here's why.
This teen has the longest legs in the world. 17-year-old Macy Curran stands 6 feet 10 inches tall, and her legs alone measure in at 4 feet 5 inches, accounting for 60% of her body. Her mom has to stand on top of a stepladder to reach her height.
Where a normal child would grow about 2 inches a year, she would always grow 3, 4, 5 inches every year consistently.
When Macy lays in bed, her feet dangle over the end of the mattress. On the plus side, she can stop a ceiling fan with her own 2 hands. Macy hopes to inspire other tall girls across the world to reach new heights.
People always ask me if I could be shorter, would I? And I'm like, no.
Great girl. That's Inside Edition. Thank you for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.